Welcome to Buddies for Life, the lifestyle platform for breast cancer survivors.
Fentacilia Dolly, A Plan and a Purpose by Laurel Williams. This episode is brought to you by Word for Word Media, publishers of Oncology Buddies and Buddies for Life, in the interest of education, awareness, and support. For 5 months, Fentacilia Dolly was unaware she was pregnant and underwent treatment for inflammatory breast cancer. She shares her miracle and why she chose to trust. Fentacilia, 30, lives in Ennerdale, Gauteng. She has 2 daughters, aged 7 and 5, with her partner. Last year, April, Fentacilia got a rash all over her body. It looked like an allergic reaction. I went to a private GP and was given an ointment, which didn't help. When I went for a checkup, she prescribed a topical steroid cream, which also didn't help. Oral steroid tablets were prescribed, but after 2 days, there was no change, so the GP suggested a skin scraping. But the skin was too flat. By this time, I noticed a small lump in my breast, so I informed the GP, and she said I shouldn't worry, as it may be a side effect from the steroids, Fentacilia explains. A week later, her right breast got larger in size, became darker in color, with an orange peel texture, and her nipple inverted. She says, I decided to go for an ultrasound. I was referred for an emergency mammogram. I was told there were many abnormalities in my right breast, so a biopsy was needed. Due to Fentacilia not having medical aid and the high cost of a biopsy, she asked to be referred to a public hospital. Another mammogram and a biopsy were done. 3 weeks later, Fentacilia was diagnosed with an aggressive stage 3 inflammatory HER2-positive breast cancer. The very next day, Fentacilia started 8 cycles of chemotherapy over the next 8 months. By the time of the last cycle, I could feel the solid lump in my breast had gotten smaller, but it was still painful. The oncologist explained surgery couldn't be done as the tumor hadn't shrunk enough and asked if I was able to pay for 4 extra cycles of a drug which cost 2,500 rand each, or 10,000 rand in total, as the hospital didn't cover this treatment. After a discussion with my family, we agreed. The prescription was written out, and when we got to the pharmacy, it was for 9 cycles of trastuzumab, and the cost was 9,600 rand per cycle. I was very unhappy with this doctor and the miscommunication of the pricing. We didn't get it. After another discussion with her family, Fentacilia consulted a private breast specialist in November 2023. She examined my breast and said the surgery will be done within the month. It was explained that Fentacilia doesn't have medical aid. Thankfully, the breast specialist offers a pro bono service for certain breast cancer patients. Since Fentacilia requested a bilateral mastectomy, though the breast specialist suggested a breast reduction of the healthy breast, Fentacilia's family paid 20,000 rand for the left breast reduction, as it wasn't breast cancer related. The breast specialist was true to her word, and the surgery, including removal of 2 lymph nodes, was done that month. All the margins were clear, and I was told 90% of the cells were dead, so the concern was the remaining 10%. So she referred me back to the same public hospital, saying I would need trastuzumab, and since I had had surgery, the public hospital would now cover the cost, as well as radiation. In January 2024, Fentacilia consulted with the same oncologist. I started 8 cycles of trastuzumab immediately. When I asked about radiation, he said I mustn't worry about that yet, that I must first get through the trastuzumab. By the 5th cycle, Fentacilia informed the oncologist that she was gaining weight, her breasts were tender, and she hadn't been menstruating. He justified it as side effects from the treatment. 2 biopsies were done on both breasts as a follow-up, for which she is still waiting for results. And in May, Fentacilia went for a CT scan to check her liver. I was injected with the contrast, and within a few minutes, I felt nauseous and waved at them to let them know I was going to vomit. I couldn't hold it in and vomited all over myself, she says. After cleaning Fentacilia up, the healthcare provider asked her to go back for a quick scan without the contrast. Afterwards, she came in and said, "Miss Dawley, do you know you are pregnant? It didn't even cross my mind. As when I was first diagnosed, it was made clear to me that I wouldn't be able to have any more children." I burst into tears. A sonar was done straight away to see if there was a heartbeat, and there was. I was 5.5 months pregnant with a baby girl. More doctors were called, and they were all saying this is a miracle as the treatment should have deformed or killed the fetus, she explains. The soon-to-be mother admits that she had many questions racing through her mind. Is it safe to stop treatment now? What's the next step? Is the baby really fine? Fentacilia was referred to a gynae specialist at a public mother and child hospital. Various scans were done to ensure all the baby's organs were developing and functioning. During a sonar, the gynae specialist asked when last Fentacilia had a scan of her liver. Fentacilia explained that that was the reason for the CT scan. 3 weeks later, I was told that the cancer had spread to my lungs, spine, and liver, and since the cancer is hormone-related, the pregnancy is fueling the cancer. My doctors, gynae, and oncologist had a virtual meeting to discuss a treatment plan. I was given the option to terminate the pregnancy and go on a drug trial. This couldn't be done while I was pregnant, so if baby had to be delivered, the survival rate would be low due to being premature. The second option was to keep the baby and go on safe, conventional chemotherapy. I didn't want to terminate, as I didn't want to sit with that guilt, and I feel this child wants to live, if she survived all the treatment. It was decided to start a new chemotherapy straight away at a lower dose, which is safe for baby. The only side effect is that baby might come earlier and will be smaller than usual, only by 2 weeks, Fentacilia explains. Chemotherapy will stop 3 weeks before delivery, and then a new treatment plan will commence 3 weeks after. Fentacilia will also be given medication to dry up her milk once her baby is born. In the meantime, she says that the discomfort in both of her breasts is severe. She continues to have weekly checkups for baby. Fentacilia recalls being extremely emotional on the day of her diagnosis, as she is the first in her family to get cancer, and due to the coldness of the first doctor. Once she gave me the news, she walked out and left me in the room by myself. Eventually, a counselor came in and asked if I wanted to talk, but I couldn't as I was still numb, she says. Fentacilia adds that her partner has always been supportive and took her to all her chemotherapy sessions. Fentacilia admits that when she heard the cancer had spread, she was confused. How can God perform a miracle with my baby and then boom? The cancer is spread. What is his plan? He surely has a plan and a purpose. I don't want to go up against his plan. There is a heartbeat. It would be a different story if there wasn't. Being one of 12 siblings, and with more siblings from her father's side, Fentacilia has so much support from her family. And the plan is, if radiation is needed, they will all contribute to get it done privately, due to the long waiting list at the public hospital. This episode was brought to you by Word for Word Media, publishers of Oncology Buddies and Buddies for Life, in the interest of education, awareness, and support.